What's up, guys? This is Damien from Dinosaur Adventureland. I'm here with Matt Powell and Mike. We're going to head out and get the public's opinion on some of these new scientific studies that have been coming out, like dinosaurs farting themselves to death, monkeys surfing over here from Africa, and where our beards came from. So stay tuned. It's going to be awesome.
Some people are claiming out there that dinosaurs gassed themselves into extinction. So they passed so much flatulence that it warmed the environment, and then they died from the global warming. Okay. So what's your reaction to something like that?
No, I'm a Christian, so I wouldn't believe that.
You wouldn't believe it? No. Okay.
What'd you say?
I'll just giggle.
There you go. I like that reaction. I think that's suitable.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? That'd be a lot of gas. I mean, there's a lot of them, I guess. It's a possibility, I guess. I guess it's possible. I wouldn't personally really know that, but it's a good theory.
Gas themselves, what do you mean?
So they literally farted so much that the methane gas caused enough global warming millions of years ago to make all the dinosaurs go extinct.
Yeah, I call bullshit.
Seems a little far-fetched.
Totally false, man.
Totally false. Misinformation.
Yeah. That's not even information.
We just wanted to get some reactions to that. We got Fox News here saying dinosaurs gassed themselves into extinction. Daily Mail, did dinosaurs cause climate change through their flatulence? So,
I don't know. All passing gas.
Exactly.
Is it a problem? Maybe all of us is the problem because we're all passing gas. We may not be doing it at the same time, but spontaneously, but we're all passing gas.
Right.
We could be passing gas right now.
I don't know about that.
That's possible.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
No. The heat up the whole earth, the whole globe, and destroy them? Like, really? That's a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
You got some Daily Mail, New Sound. Okay. What's your thoughts on that?
That didn't happen, because Genesis tells us that it happened when they died in the flood.
So, right. We just want to get people's reaction on that. What do you guys think?
Their reaction is to giggle?
Yeah. Dinosaur farts may have warmed prehistoric Earth, coming from the BBC and Smithsonian Magazine.
Is this serious?
This is serious. Yeah, you could type in on Google right now when monkeys surfed, and you'll find that monkeys made a voyage 34 million years ago from Africa to South America.
They're saying that the monkeys surfed over here from Africa because they're trying to explain how did these monkeys get from Africa to the Americas.
I wondered what you thought of that. Do you think that it's plausible that monkeys would have surfed 800 miles, 900 miles from Africa to South America 34 million years ago?
No.
No? Why not?
Well, because I don't think anybody could surf from Africa that far anyway.
From the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's far. Okay, but I don't think they did that.
My bad. I thought it was... What you think,
man? I don't know. I don't think they would come from their natural habitat to say, you know what, let's just go across the ocean and see what's going on.
Wow. I don't know. That's all I can say. Wow, yeah. I mean, that's a good one.
For me to believe. Like, oh, that ain't hard for me.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to pass on that one,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. Let me guess, it's science, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Trust the experts.
Tell these people who are doing these things to start dealing with issues and not all this gobbledygoo about nothing. Yeah, no, I mean, come on.
Somebody actually thinks that?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just playing around, you know.
That seems pretty implausible.
Yeah, I don't know if monkeys can surf.
I've
never seen it. If I saw it, maybe that would change my opinion, but...
That's a long way to surf, too. Never seen a man surf that long. I don't know if a monkey could. I'm very skeptical on that one.
Skeptical, yeah, me too.
Even though it's in Smithsonian Magazine.
Somebody actually thinks that?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Is this serious?
This is serious.
Totally false, man.
Totally false. Misinformation.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones that are now concluding is that millions of years ago, when they say when we were primates, that we were punched in the face so much that this is where our beards came from. That we evolved beards as a cushion.
Bull on that one as well.
I have hit a few guys in the mouth, and their beards did grow immediately. It's just right. You have to do it here.
Well, I don't have no grow no hair. And if you notice, there's several boxers that don't have hair when they fight, and they take plenty of punches in the chin. So, and you know what I mean? So I would squash that theory.
Everybody has an opinion, right?
Because when we were primates, we punched each other so much and we fought so hard that natural selection had to create a cushion in our face. So,
coming up with this stuff here.
It's what they're saying.
It's got to be Laffy Taffy jokes. I think if it's big enough, it would kind of take some of the shock off that punch, but I don't know about it if it was made for that.
When we were primates, we fought so much and so hard that natural selection had to create a beard in our face. I wondered what you thought of that.
No. Can I just say no to all of this?
Let's be honest. It sounds ridiculous because it is ridiculous.
Yes.
We're also Christians.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you need to go to Dinosaur Adventureland. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's up in Repton, Alabama. Have you ever been?
I work
you
there.
You do?
Yes.
Oh,
in fact.
I hope it married my husband and I.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
It is such a small world.
It's a small world, but I got to go back to work because I only have a 50-minute break.
Amen. All right.
Jesus. Amen.
2 years ago, I was probably down to here, but I did not get punched in the face during that time, so I couldn't really, you know, be a control for that study. But that's the University of Utah. You can look that one up.
Okay.
And then I have one more. They say that squids hitched a ride here on asteroids, and that's how they got to Earth.
T-Rexes evolved into today's chickens through variations and mutations. That's why we have chickens. What do you guys think of that?
That's like saying pterodactyls turned into cats. Well, I don't agree with the Big Bang Theory or none of that either, but I don't think that we evolved from monkeys.
Right.
I'm not an expert on how we got here, but not like that.
Right.